your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
Hello and welcome to the All Range Boat Podcast. It's episode 90. My name's TJ.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Dan.
Welcome to the show. Okay, so
Dan, good to have you back.
Yeah, it is.
It's been like 9 weeks.
Yep.
I missed a few, at least.
The last two, I think, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm back.
Yes.
Chad's gone.
Yeah, I replaced Chad. He's dead.
There were some things I wanted to talk to Chad about today, too, but that's okay.
I can pretend to be Chad.
Sure.
Which game is it?
Let's talk about Geometry Wars.
Sucks.
That's accurate.
I can't get into it.
I don't know. I just think that I've matured as a gamer, and they just keep making the same game. He probably loves Geometry Wars.
Yeah, probably. There's not much to dislike about it.
I didn't buy it.
You're not expecting a lot of...
Not buying it.
I'm not buying that game until it's free.
It'll be free.
It will be free, yeah.
Anyways, I don't actually want to talk about that yet, but...
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do some games. Anybody got movies today?
I don't know.
I know I watched...
You watched Guardians,
I watched Guardians, yeah.
First time? You love it?
I like it. It's very good.
I got movies. So, we got movies. What are we jumping into first? Movies, TV, games.
Yeah, let's do a movies, TV's game.
Sounds good.
Games.
Movies.
Hui.
Dan.
Wait.
I saw Gone Girl.
I know. I saw that
post. So good.
It is very good. It's a weird movie. It's not what I expected at all.
We always get into trouble because we can't do spoilers because someone in the room has not seen it.
Damn it, TJ.
Even so, new movies, you don't want to spoil. You just want to review, like...
Okay, the movie, halfway through-ish, takes a very unexpected turn.
What I liked was how long, like, it's comparable to, like, Place Beyond the Pines.
Kind of, yeah.
Where, I feel like I'm already spoiling things.
I haven't seen that movie.
Well,
so you want to spoil it for me?
Two movies in one movie?
Well, three movies, one movie, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
But... It's long enough that you actually get to relax and breathe within each section kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck you, TJ.
Damn it, TJ. We're just, like, speaking and, like...
I didn't realize I was going to get attacked today. Sorry.
But you know what? The thing with Gone Girl is... It's a big boy movie. It's grown-up stuff. You know what I mean?
So.
And, like, it actually gets me thinking about myself, about the people I know, about the people I love.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just great in that way. Like, it really gets you thinking, you know, like...
What do you think about the scene?
Well, the scene. Are you talking about when she's in her underwear?
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. I absolutely loved it. First of all, the score, amazing. Like, the Trent Reznor stuff that he's been doing with David Fincher. The Social Network had an amazing score. Do you remember how awesome the score was in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
I actually don't.
I watched it recently again.
Dude, where's the second one?
I don't even know if they will do the second one.
They have to. It's a trilogy.
Daniel Craig has aged horribly in the last 5 years.
He just turned into shit.
He's so bad now. But, yeah, I loved that scene. And I mentioned it last week, but no one knew what the fuck I was talking about, because I compared it to Noomi Rapace running around in her underwear, like, on Prometheus, like, on the ship Prometheus.
Okay.
After she just did surgery on herself. Like, there's something about that look on a girl that I'm just like, I'm 100% on board.
Yeah, it was...
Ben Affleck is so good.
Dude.
The character and the actor.
I love Ben Affleck. And I'm excited. I'm more excited for Batman vs. Superman because of this movie, and it has nothing to do with anything. I've always liked Ben Affleck.
Me too.
People always chirp him, saying... Oh, fucking Ben Affleck could be Batman. He sucks. No, Ben Affleck's fucking dope. What has he ever done besides Gigli or whatever the movie's called?
Well, he had a period of time where he was...
And Daredevil.
Suspect. Okay, Daredevil was a massive failure.
Yeah. No, he's just cool.
He's cool now. Like, he's...
I want to look like him. Like, not necessarily in the face, but I mean, in that movie, he's got
monstrous.
He's huge. And he's got such a great style. I'm like, that is exactly what I want to be.
Yeah, I love Gone Girl, man. Everything about it.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad you liked it, because I did as well.
Yeah. TJ, what did you think of Guardians of the Galaxy?
It's a good movie. I liked it. I wasn't crazy about it, like a lot of people were.
I don't know if anyone's actually crazy about these Marvel movies.
Maybe.
Like, Avengers was something else. But,
right.
But the Marvel movies, you kind of have expectations going in, like, this will be a lot of fun. It'll be cool. It's probably not going to let me down. It's just enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I was thinking is, like, is this going to be as good, worse, or better than Avengers? People came off... I figured people had the same impression going in, and they came off saying really good things, which to me suggested it was at least as good, but I don't know if I liked it as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was fine. It was a great movie. I'm making it sound negative, but didn't raise to that standard is all.
The disclaimer that I gave Dan was, make sure you're ready for a comedy.
Oh, I knew it was going to be comedy, and that was fine. Like, that's why I compare it to Avengers, right? You've got a cast of characters, and it's just like that they're mashup of those characters with comedy. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Avengers is. Marvel.
But Groot is pretty badass. Rocket's sick. Like, that kind of stuff, the more you think about it, you're like, oh my god, like, how, you know, people have fumbled big characters like that in movies. The case in point is The Thing in the Fantastic Four movies, or actually any character in those Fantastic Four movies. Like, how easily it is to mess something up that huge, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Or Bane. Like, how as good as Bane is, it's widely accepted as, like, they kind of messed up Bane.
Yeah.
You know? So
he
it's like...
He should have been massive.
It's easy to have a huge loss there, and every character was awesome.
Yeah.
So it's like, they do a good job. You know, they've got integrity, I guess, with the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, looking back, I think I liked Cap 2 more. Maybe not more.
I did like Cap 2 a lot.
I need to rewatch that one.
I came Actually, off Doug feeling better about Cap 2.
Doug and I did our commentary track.
And that was the movie?
Yeah, it was Cap 2.
And it failed?
Well, no, it's good. I don't know if we're ready to launch it, because we were really quiet. Like, I think one thing that we really took advantage of was the fact that it was just us on the mic.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a lot of energy. We talked about the movie. It was kind of... It's a good first run.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll post it. I'm worried people are going to get bored.
Is it the idea of... put this commentary track over, like, sync it up in...
Yeah, we turn the movie on and we go through the entire runtime. We do highs and lows. Like, it was very much a pilot, like a test run.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about maybe how the episode should be structured.
Yeah.
By recording it, like, you know, maybe make sure we're more energized, because it's easy for us to stay calm and get into that place where we're really, really calm.
Yeah. I know that.
But I'm afraid it's just bad radio. Like, if we're not excited about it, how is the listener going to be excited about it? But I'll post it.
Doug's at his best when he's going wild.
Yeah. I think we made a clear choice not to drink or anything while we were doing it.
It would have just become like a laugh fest by mid-movie.
Possibly. I think we need to carve out time during like a Sunday afternoon and just get at it. And not do like late night.
Yeah.
Sitting down quietly watching a movie with each other. Like, that's kind of where I think it might get boring, but I'll post it and we'll see how people think.
Remember, I feel like there's not a lot of people who watch commentary tracks, even on like the DVDs or anything. Like, you're a select person.
Well, the idea is you can throw this on in your car or on a fucking airplane, and it's like you're watching the movie with friends. Like, we won't go shot for shot like, oh, this is where he throws his shield again. You know, or this is where he's fighting. Okay, right now on screen, he's fighting Winter Soldier. Like, we don't do that.
Right.
But I'm thinking, like, these movies are popular enough. People will know what scene we're talking about. Like, the knife scene where he throws a fucking knife through the guy's hand.
Yeah.
We talk about it, and it's like, oh, yeah, that fucking knife scene. I don't know. We'll get into it. But, again, I'll post it.
I'll try.
Yeah. Anything else for movies?
Nope. I don't think so, unless anyone...
TJ, did you watch...
Oh, my God. The Star Wars trailer.
Yeah, we'll get after, just after this, because that's big. Did you watch Inbetweeners?
The movie?
The show.
Yeah, I finished it, and I watched the first movie.
Okay, I watched the first movie the other day. It was great. So
yeah,
I had a slow day. Actually, it was Thanksgiving. Work was really slow. I got off at like 10 a.m. So I went home, I got stoned, and I watched that movie. And it was the greatest afternoon of my life.
Really? I couldn't grab onto the show... I watched the first three episodes. Yeah, but I do want to get through to the movie, so it's like I kind of got to watch
it. It gets better as it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
It starts off a little weak, but it's funny.
I love the movie.
The movie's hilarious.
Like, the movie's amazing. The show always tortures the characters.
Yeah, that was my one thing that I didn't go crazy about with this movie was during the show, nothing ever goes right for them.
Right, and there's always next week, right?
Yeah, I feel like they thought that this was going to be the last thing ever and they weren't going to have a second movie and then everything just ended too good for everyone.
You know what, though? I was okay with that.
Yeah, it was like...
as like a wrap-up to the show, like oh my finally. God,
something actually worked out for most of them. All of them.
It felt good. It reminded me of older movies that were like that silly comedy based around sex and just a bunch of tragic, weird things happening and then all kind of coalescing in the end, you know?
Yeah.
Coalescing.
I think I just like the characters.
Yeah.
That's what makes the movie... like, Jay's so funny.
Yeah.
Man. All his lies and everything.
Oh, man. And the British sometimes speak really fast and they say things and they just glaze right over them. You know, you could easily not hear a joke. That's what I love about
Jay's witty humor.
That's like why you got to watch Attack the Block twice.
I know, you're right. It's filled with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Jay's dad is probably the funniest guy in the movie, and he's got almost no lines.
You think so?
Yeah, he's just a prick. He just like teases his son so hard so in front hard. Of everyone. Where he's like, if you're gonna use your grandma's money I don't even know the terminology they use because it's all British, but he's like essentially saying if you're gonna use your grandma's like money that she gave you just to fuck girls for the first one, he's like, first point, don't make it a fat one again. and the second point is like something about the size of his cock or something. He's like,
referring to him having a small penis.
Yeah, in front of like all of his friends and his friends' parents.
Yeah, adults too, like,
who he's never met. And then he just laughs hysterically, like he told the funniest joke in the world. I don't know. It's just that scene where all the parents are seeing them off at the same time is like the funniest part of the movie. I was fucking crying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised that they did a really good job. I was thinking the last one came out in August. It was probably in theaters. It might be torrentable right now.
The guys I work with were saying they got a copy, but it was shit. And that was a few weeks ago. So hopefully there's something good now.
Yeah. Actually, do you know the blonde chick from that movie is in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Is she?
She's the mother who dies in the front scene. And I got mixed up. Oh,
yeah? With no hair, though.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
She is pretty. It was killing me. I saw her while I was watching it, and I knew I knew the chick, and I had just seen her recently. And then Emily pulls up a picture of her, and I was like, on IMDb, I was like, I was just on this girl's page. Like, I saw that picture. And so I knew exactly, because she had looked her up. She wanted to know who she was.
Oh, okay.
And so that made the connection for me that she was in Inbetweeners and then also the mom there.
Really interesting. Yeah, so that movie, I don't know. I liked it quite a bit. If you're into British comedy, that's definitely one to check out.
There's an American one now, eh?
It's probably so bad.
It's so bad.
What makes that show funny is it has to be British.
Yes, it does.
It's like the British humor and like there's just their lingo for everything's funny as hell.
They have the exact same jokes, some of them, but even the ones that aren't the exact same, it's the exact same, like, it's probably the same writers. Like, it feels the same, except they're American and they just don't pull it off.
And they're probably not likable characters.
You know what? Office wasn't too bad. Like, it's the first season of The American Office is like shot for shot almost.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've never seen the British Office.
Yeah, like...
I hate that they do that.
The was up thing, like... I think it was... Like, the first six-episode season of The American Office was almost shot for shot.
I feel like if you get into one first, you can never watch the other one.
Well, I disagree. I disagree. Yeah. Like, you've got... I think The Office got lucky with Steve Carell.
Well, Shameless is another one where it's done almost shot for shot. Same story.
Yeah.
American and British. And I saw The American first and liked it a lot. And they didn't have the one on Netflix. It was only the British one. And then I tried to watch it. And I didn't like the characters at all. So it was like...
We're getting into TV.
And now we're into TV.
Well, hold on. The fucking Star Wars trailer, man.
Yeah. Like, it's like huge. Well, it's
it's cool.
It's almost, you know, a teaser.
The way I put it is anybody who didn't know that they were making new Star Wars movies knows now.
Yeah.
Like... It's...
I wish I didn't know. I wish, like, I was just watching TV or something one day, and it's like, oh my god. Like,
what I think it was perfect. It looked fake, honestly, to begin with. Like, I've seen so many fan-made, you know, like, mock trailers or that. And it was 9 in the morning, I think. I was driving to work, just checking my phone, like, refreshing. Like,
did we all see it? And I was like, oh my God, I knew exactly what you're talking about immediately.
Yeah, and on this one website, a couple of different websites were, they had options to, it's like, do you want the site to refresh every 60 seconds? Yes or no? And I was like, yes. So like, I'm just looking at my phone, looking at it. And then all of a sudden this thing comes up. It's like, it'll be, rumor has it, it's being posted in the next 15 minutes. So it's just like, okay, I'm not going to work. I'm going to pull into the parking lot. I got a coffee.
Yeah.
And like, hold on. Yeah. I had seen that as the most recent post. So I'm like, okay, I'll hang out for a bit. And then like a minute later, just went like, it's here. Here's the link. And I was just like, fuck. So I click it. I'm in my car. I got the full like subwoofer, surround sound, everything.
Yeah.
And I just hit it, and it's like that voice. And I was like, it's fake. It's some asshole doing a voice, like doing their version of movie voice.
Yeah.
And what looked like just a photograph of a desert.
Yeah.
Because it was so still. And then just that bump, and like fucking John Boyega's like head in the storm. Well, his face, like, or him wearing a stormtrooper costume, yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is real. Like, this is the real fucking trailer. And that's, seeing that for the first time, like, that, I wonder what that implies, like, that they show him first.
Yeah.
He's got to be a pretty major character.
Absolutely, he does.
Do you think he's a stormtrooper?
No.
Or a guy in, like, a stormtrooper costume or camouflage? Like,
he's,
much like Luke and Han in the first one, like, they wear stormtrooper costumes to...
Yep.
Infiltrate.
I can almost guarantee that's what happens. He's not a stormtrooper.
There's a lot in that trailer that was on Tatooine, and I'm like, how much time do they actually spend on Tatooine? Because it's in the movies, but they don't ever spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, there's the whole Millennium Falcon at the end. That's all on Tatooine, right?
Here's my thoughts. The Millennium Falcon and the TIE fighters.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either one of those TIE fighters gets shot down, and that's John Boyega. Alone on Tatooine.
Hmm.
And the Millennium Falcon's gone. And because there's a lone stormtrooper on Tatooine now, that picks up the pieces where the chick obviously does something with that
stormtrooper. How much did that girl look exactly like?
Mark Hamill. I thought she looked exactly like young Mark Hamill.
I was going to say, Amidala or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think she looks exactly like young Mark Hamill, which is really weird.
Yeah. I hated her little ship.
Didn't make it.
Box. I love that thing.
The little box thing. That
it's
she's
so
running.
Star Wars, though. Just,
it is.
It doesn't
very
have to be
Star
functional
Wars.
Whatsoever.
Like, oh,
it sounded
hideous.
Cool.
Yeah, like it. Everything had awesome sound. But the big things are, first of all, we should brush over the droid. That droid, I fucking love
droid?
It. I have to watch. I have to watch this trailer like 4 or 5 times a day just so Max can see that fucking droid. He loves
he
that thing.
It?
The little soccer ball droid.
Ooh.
Yeah, and just looking around while it's fucking rolling.
Yeah.
I like,
yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
Actually, Emily was asking about that. Like, how could that droid possibly follow them around through the whole movie?
It's CGI, it's fake.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah.
It's Yoda. The X-Wings, though, flying over the water. And they're just like, the water's being like shot up behind them.
Yeah.
Of the speed. I'm like, I was just like, I'm in. That's fucking sick.
So good.
And then,
but yeah,
who is
it's clear like they filmed that on Earth, you know, and like that's a real, those are real mountains.
Yeah.
You know, like they're not paintings.
I like
CGI.
That it was dark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like literally dark. I'm not saying like.
Everyone in the trailer looked fucking worried.
Yeah.
Like the John Boyega, the stormtrooper looked worried.
Like,
the chick, even the fucking droid.
Yeah, he was hauling
like
ass. He's going somewhere.
Looked like he was worried about something. And then, Oscar Isaac in the X-Wing, he was like he looked fucking worried.
That was a sick shot. His helmet looks so cool.
Did you notice the wings on the X-Wing? The top ones are the front half of the wing, and the bottom ones are the back half of the wing. So when they close, it's one wing.
I have to see this.
And like, I know the engines are different now too. There's not four. There's four
did you, like,
half engines.
Did
you, so
like,
when they close,
completely...
it's a circle.
Like scour the photos and everything.
I've watched it so many times.
Yeah, just
but
picking through everything.
Oh, I just noticed. I'm like, those look really weird. And then it's because the wing actually splits. The front half goes down and the back half goes up.
Who's the Sith guy in the woods?
The actor?
No, like literally, who is that?
I have
what
no
character?
Idea.
Just
for the first time in Star Wars history, I have no idea who that is. Like that's pretty.
Is I wonder if that's going to be like the Vader of this.
I assume
trilogy,
so. He's a pretty fucking badass.
If it's just going to be like a Darth Maul guy, where it's like, he's in the one movie.
I don't know. First, as far as killing Darth Maul, I feel like that was a really bad idea.
Because he's sick?
Why? He should have been able to, like, kill Qui-Gon and get away.
Yeah.
Why not? The thing is, like, I guess they wanted the whole conspiracy angle where Dooku used to be a Jedi and...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's getting into uncharted territories for me.
Whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I think, I'm pretty sure, do you know who Adam Driver is?
No.
He's from Girls. Do you know who Adam Driver is?
Which one is he?
Adam. No. Boyfriend. Girls. Do you watch Girls?
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking New Girl in my head. No, I don't know.
No. That'd be hilarious if it was one of the guys from New Girl.
Yeah.
The bad guy in the new Star Wars.
Do you like the lightsaber?
I like that it's aggressive and that it flares and that it's like huge.
They're like a
I've never seen a longer lightsaber than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it did seem much longer and it wasn't like a solid.
Yeah, it was like it sounded different. It didn't sound like a regular lightsaber.
Well, the two side ones that come out the handle are fucking like a torch flame.
I don't know if they are. I think it's just because it's so
no,
like
they're like a torch flame.
I had an HD and I paused it. I think it's consistent.
No way.
The blade is jagged. And
is
so
it?
Is the
oh, hook. I was kind of hoping that the main one that came out was like a normal lightsaber but longer.
Yeah, and this is just
and then the
flames?
Two are just like just burning the whole time. That'd be fucking awesome.
That would be sick.
That's what it, I swear. I watched it twice, and that's what I thought it was.
So here's the thing: they come out of the sides, but the hilt also has like a, it's also shaped like a T. So any other lightsaber that's like gonna get into that corner between
yeah.
like between the two. You know, between the T
at the 90,
yeah, at the 90,
yeah.
will cut through the hilt,
yeah.
not the saber.
I don't know.
So
see.
I'm thinking he must use it. Well, I don't know. This is wild speculation, but like when you know how oftentimes in lightsaber battles they'll get like in each other's faces with them. If
yeah.
he just like clicks that on and just cuts the other guy's wrist off at that point, you know,
how many
like,
hands will be cut off in this film?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of hands get cut off in Star Wars movies
that's
in general.
What I said.
Fuck.
1, 0, 3
That guy was dope, though.
I don't know who he is. Did it show his face? No.
No.
Just the back.
Just his back.
His little hunch.
Yeah.
He hunched over and...
That
why
fucking...
is he... Why did he engage the lightsaber?
I don't know.
Could just
so
be...
Dope.
I think it's like animals or something stupid. It's gonna be like a...
Yeah.
It could be the opening scene. Who knows?
What, he's just using it to chop wood? What do you mean animals?
You know what the opening scene is
it could be giant
be.
Wolves. Or
the opening scene is going to be space.
He's running through a forest.
And text. And
oh, of course. Yeah, they're going to have the crawl. The Millennium Falcon shot is so good.
I don't even remember that thing
really
being
creative.
That agile. Like, I know
well,
it's agile,
there's
Jesus
in,
Christ.
In Empire, it's flying through asteroids and shit. Like it,
I know,
gets
but asteroids are
to...
fucking huge. This thing
well,
is
so
making,
is...
like, the tightest, most agile, like, turns on... A planet, like, in gravity.
Well, it's a starship.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
Yeah. But, like, just that shot, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm in a 3D movie, but it's not. It's just, like, I don't know. The way the camera's, like, always trying to, like, keep up with it, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's, I don't know. I was very impressed.
I think they made the choice, like, the right choice with the director on this.
He knows his way around CGI and starships.
And, yeah, that's my point. And, like, ships.
Yeah.
And camera angles.
So dope.
And lens flares.
So, TJ and I were debating whose voice that was.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I think now it's widely known that it's Andy Serkis.
Yeah, you've since seen some articles, or...
Yeah. Hmm. It sounds a lot like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
And I was convinced. I'm like, he's in the fucking movie. That's him. That is fucking him. I was yelling at TJ.
There's speculation that he's in it, isn't there?
Because of the voice, but...
No, before that, I even...
Yeah, yeah, there was. There was. But, you know, I didn't think it could have been Andy Serkis, but then I started remembering Caesar's voice, which is very low and very crackly.
Yeah.
And it could just be an exaggerated Caesar voice, you know?
Maybe. It was, pretty good.
I tried to... I looked up YouTube. I YouTubed Dawn of the Planet of the Apes just so I could get like reference points of Caesar's voice.
Yeah.
And I had my car like blaring, so I didn't know how loud it was going to be.
Yeah.
And it was the scene when Caesar first engages the humans, and it's just his face for like a good 30 seconds. He doesn't say anything and he's just looking around and he goes, apes! And screams, apes? Not want war! Like,
oh, okay.
Don't come back.
Just like,
it scared the hell out of me. But yeah, good teaser trailer.
Yeah
I'm kind of sad good. I'm not going to get anything now for like months. 6 months or something.
It won't be that long, I don't think. It might be. It probably will be.
Avengers. I still stand by Avengers will be the full trailer. Well, we'll see Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill,
C-3PO. Do they have big roles or do you think it's going to be more cameos?
I imagine 2 out of 3 of them at least will be dead. I don't think Harrison Ford is going to be in episode 8. I don't think Mark Hamill is going to be in episode 8. Maybe Mark Hamill.
They're going to kill them in the movie?
I don't know.
Why not?
They're I feel like it's just going to be like they're going to have small roles. Like nothing huge.
What I was saying is, small roles. I think there will be pivotal to the story, but not big roles. You know what I mean? Like, you'll have shots with them, and they're going to be important, but they're...
I understand why Luke's important. Maybe Leia. I don't know why Leia would be that important.
Man, I feel like the story could go anywhere.
But Luke would be important, but Han Solo and Leia, like, she's not a royalty, or... I guess she runs the Rebel... She's the leader of the Rebel Alliance. Ah, fuck it. Never mind. I'm just thinking, why would they be important?
Who's flying the Millennium Falcon?
I thought it would be the guy who was ended up in the X-Wing. I thought it would be Oscar Isaac flying the Millennium Falcon because he's sort of like a scoundrel-esque person.
Oscar Isaac's the drive
guy
in Ted Lewin Davis, and he's the pilot?
He's the guy flying the X-Wing, yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't catch it. But it just showed his face quickly.
Yeah, but I don't know who's flying the fucking Millennium Falcon. Maybe it's Han Solo.
I hope not. Just like 7-year-old man. I'm just a great pilot.
What else would he be doing?
I don't know. Well, sleeping.
Okay. I feel like it has to be him.
It can't be him. He has to have passed the ship down to someone.
I disagree.
Or lost it.
His kid.
Okay, but if he's lost it, then his quest and his storyline will be getting it back or something. Like it. I don't know. Is that not part of his identity?
It was.
I guess.
I feel like it's just...
You wouldn't be pissed cameos. As a Star Wars fan if that just got...
I would like it more if he lost the ship.
Really?
So and someone else was flying it.
You think
Harrison Ford, like, cool. His entire like part of this movie is going to be... He's the father of whoever. Here's the ship, son. And now...
I don't know.
That's the new Han Solo.
My guess is Harrison Ford's always... Harrison Ford has always wanted Han Solo to die. So I'm wondering if that was part of the deal. Like... Make sure I don't survive.
Kill me off.
Who knows?
Maybe at the beginning.
I was convinced that Leia would die at the beginning of the movie. And that would get everything rolling. But it does answer the question, like, what does Force Awakens mean? And what we were thinking was, like, maybe there's just going to be tons of Force-sensitive people all over the place all of a sudden. Like, just a rebirth. And... The voiceover, like, there's been an awakening. Have you felt it? Like, dark side and the light. So, I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of Force use in this movie. And
it might just be another chosen one.
Maybe.
I would imagine it would be.
Just one? They're implying that it's one person?
Yeah. It is awoken.
But why is it dark side and the light?
I don't know. Maybe the dark's always been going.
So... Vader ended the Jedi and the Sith by killing the Emperor and himself. Well, I guess he didn't end the Jedi, but Luke was the last Jedi.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Where do we... How much... Do we have a timeline on this? Is it 30 years?
But yeah, like 30, 35 years.
Okay.
So, well, even as at far that as point, like
a, they're not even teenagers or anything. Like,
we didn't even talk about the Stormtroopers.
No.
Like, they're geared up and ready for battle. Like, yeah. They're a battalion landing on a gunship, ready to go. Like, what does that mean? Is the Emperor still around? Or are the Stormtroopers good? Are they part of the Republic now?
I don't know. I need to know. I need to know.
I don't know.
It would be cool if the Stormtroopers were good, because then they could fight. Like, there could be that Darth Raven fucking Old Republic Sith army versus Stormtroopers kind of thing.
Stormtroopers can't be good.
They were good in the Clone Wars.
I know, but... That's the Clone Wars. Maybe they will be. But how... You gotta think that these movies...
A lot of people think it's weird that there's the Stormtroopers aren't clones. I don't know if it's confusing to anybody who's not in the know, but after the Clone Wars, they stopped producing clones and they just started finding recruits. Like, recruits are free. Yeah. Stormtroopers are not clones.
No, I know.
Should
that.
Clarify that.
I know that. That is a clone.
That's a clone.
They have different helmets.
They have different armor, yeah. But that's enough about that.
Okay, so feedback this week. Zach, once again, thank you. Complimented my music selection. Chumbawamba, which apparently was featured in FIFA 98. I did not know that.
I remember that. It was with the little chicken. The mascot was the little chicken.
FIFA?
Yeah, remember the chicken? He used to...
No, I didn't play those back then.
No. Yeah.
I think it was a chicken.
No!
Anyway, he said that... I really wish Chad was here, but Chad dissuaded him from buying Advanced Warfare, which don't ever let Chad affect your opinion.
Yeah. But he won't. Then wouldn't buy games anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd just be like...
Shit on everything. That's right.
That was the weirdest part I've ever heard. That's for Chad. Play it in slow motion.
How did that come out of your ass?
I don't know.
Dan's been working out. He's got a tight ass.
I guess.
Oh. Anyways.
The more you think about it, the funnier it gets. I'm excited. I'm going to listen to this episode just for that fart.
DJ, take it away from me. Take it away.
Alright. Anyways, he says he's going to buy Dragon Age, which Chad is now loving. I told Zach that he's changed his mind, which is why you should never trust Chad. There's a bunch of knee-jerk reactions. So he actually complains about the combat in Far Cry 4, which is a good point that I kind of overlooked. The combat is never... Even in 3, I don't know what you felt about the combat.
Which combat are we talking about?
Like, just fighting in general. Yeah. I mean, he mentions the bow in the beginning. He says he's not far in, but think about, like, a first-person shooter game. Like, even Destiny. It feels much more comfortable, I feel like, than Far Cry. Far Cry, it's... I struggle sometimes.
Like, I call Destiny accessible, right? Like, it's the most accessible
Destiny,
game.
Destiny, I am a fucking pinpoint marksman. I'm hitting every shot that I make. Far Cry... They don't even give you a fucking scope on the guns until you've upgraded things. So I'm using an AK with iron sights trying to shoot, I don't know, like, natives running around in, like, ferns. And I'm missing everything. I'm like, I'm terrible at this game.
Yeah, it's
I've only played, like, 45 minutes to an hour.
Really?
Yeah, I got into GTA, and I haven't looked back.
Anyway, it's just, like, 3, I think. But it is kind of, I guess, a bit clunky. It gets better, though. I mean, I've unlocked a lot of guns.
So. Yeah.
And then he talks about Interstellar. He kind of compliments the movie. He's just got a whole bit on here.
TJ still has not seen, unfortunately, and he's in a rough spot.
I am.
What do you think about Far Cry just throwing you into a world and expecting you to have played 3 to understand mechanics?
I don't think it does expect you to.
Like, you don't know what the hell's going on. Like, as far as... I don't know, anything. Like,
okay,
kill these animals and skin them to make this. If you didn't just, like, stumble upon that menu to, like...
Oh.
There's no tutorial for anything.
Was there a tutorial in 3?
I think so. Maybe.
I don't think there was.
I don't know. Maybe I was just good at 3.
I was saying last week how they had taken out some of the tedious stuff. Like, it autocrafts for you, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I will say...
Ones, get the materials and it's done. You got it.
There are some you have to craft, though.
Like what?
But I think it only auto-crafts the healing ones. And then the other 4, you have to craft yourself. And it took me so long to actually figure out. You have to hold L1. And then once you're holding L1, which is the gun wheel, you have to hold R1. And then you have to select a direction, move your cursor, and you're still holding these 2 buttons while moving.
This is what I'm saying.
And then you have to hit R2 to craft it.
That's what I'm saying. It throws you in a world with no explanation, and just like, okay, do it.
This completely supports your point.
Does it not become, incredibly overwhelming very quickly.
Again, I'm kind of biased because I did play 3, right?
I did too.
And I don't remember it being overwhelming in 3. I think about Fallout did that too, Fallout 3. And I love that, like, you open that Pip-Boy on your arm.
Yeah.
And there's all this shit, and you're like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
And you learn a little bit, you ignore it. You start picking at it. You learn, yeah, exactly. And that was okay, you know?
Yeah.
I felt it was like a bigger experience, so.
I don't even want to sound like I'm chirping the game or anything. It was just, I loved 3. Like, you know that. We talked about it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to get into this. It's just, I didn't want to be into 2 very big games at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, I just ended up playing GTA first.
Sure.
I don't know. You know what I mean? If you're playing 2 big games at once, it's sort of taking away from the experience.
Oh, yeah.
There are certain types of games where you can pick up and play them, like Halo. And, you know, if you play Halo once a week, it's fine. But, like, you can't just pick up GTA or Far Cry once a week and expect to know what's going on.
Right.
Where it's, like, story-driven or even, like, I played Destiny just to just pick up the gun from Zer this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running around the tower and none of the buttons felt right.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's just, I'm just putting all my attention into one game now. And then probably in a few weeks, I don't even know if it's going to be a few, maybe a couple weeks, I'm going to kill Far Cry. Like, fast.
Well, a couple weeks is Destiny.
I honestly don't think I'll get back into Destiny as much as I did.
Yeah, okay.
Like, there's new missions, sure, I'll do them. There's going to be a new strike and I'll do that a couple times. There's a raid. I'll probably try it once or twice, and then that's it. And then I'll wait till the next expansion.
Yeah, you're probably right, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Does this count as just jumping into games?
I think so.
Yeah, we had a nice smooth transition.
Remember the original Far Cry?
1?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a beast, or like you transform or something. Is it
Detroit? I only played
2. Oh, no, that beast chases you. I think.
Apparently you don't remember it very
much. There's some big, so the answer fucking to that question is no. Beast. I don't remember.
I didn't play it, but I just remember it being like a corridor. Like you couldn't go into the forest. You had to stay on the path.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was
2 was like the first open world.
Yeah, 2 was fucking sick. Did anybody play that game?
I played 2 for a couple hours, maybe like 5 hours.
That game was, aside from the malaria business, that game was awesome.
I remember doing like going through outposts and driving the cars around and shooting people.
It was a quite good game. Until it glitched for me.
First time.
My save was gone.
Those games are fine. I was watching TJ play. We actually did our fucking party.
Oh.
Party live stream Thursday? Thing. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, what are you saying? Like, yeah, Thursday nights at 10 p.m. You want to get on?
Well, you listen to the podcast, obviously.
Dude, I'm fucking sleeping.
I'll probably be on around 8. But Joe had said 10 because he can commit to that, so.
Yeah, I was watching him play it and like, I just got the idea, like, are you doing story right now? Like, it didn't seem scripted or, like, there were, like, the set pieces were, you know, they're just, they're relying on the, on, how, like, you can be, approach it from 360 degrees around, like, the camp or whatever and, like, do whatever you need to do to make sure that you're not noticed or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, I liked Skyrim quite a bit, but I just don't know if I'm about that whole choose your own path kind of game.
It is interesting. It's like you go in, you see the base camp, you pull up your binoculars, whatever.
Skyrim was just great because of how beautiful it was. And I mean, Far Cry looks good.
Really good.
But I mean, if you look at my favorite games, like, I mean, Mass Effect is a good example. It's write the story for me and just tell me the story. Don't let me, you know,
make the story myself.
No. Yeah. When you have like an outpost to liberate or you go in, you can be stealthy or get caught and then or do just go in like guns blazing, but there's a story that happens and there's cutscenes, right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, Last of Us is kind of in the middle there where you do have camp moments where you need to infiltrate and get through like a horde of you know, if you're going on the underground, like the subway kind of station. Sorry, the is it subway lines or no, it's just a tunnel. You're going through a tunnel and it's like, get through this without being seen by the clickers or whatever. Yeah. There's that, you know, choose your own path within those little scenes. But then once you're done, it's like, you know, you are meant to end up in this place.
Yeah.
You know, with Far Cry, you can go
that's just open
15 minutes exactly. In each direction and the game will continue to work for you. Whereas I feel like I'm more down like a narrow path. Like, yeah. That's what I kind
of
want.
As I get older, I'm appreciating... Sorry to cut you off. I'm starting to appreciate more of stories. Some, you tell me something.
Yeah.
Like, GTA is the exception. That game's fucking fun to run around and just
scream. Great games will break down those barriers, I find. I mean, Skyrim is the example for me.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I just wanted to walk 30 minutes in any north, south, whatever, and whatever the game had for me, I was going to get into it. Like, oh, there's a cave right here.
Right.
Let me rummage through this cave, and hopefully there'll be a chest at the end of it. Like, there's those games where I kind of... Something transcends the whole, like, I need this to be streamlined kind of approach, and for Skyrim, it was just how nice it was, how beautiful it was, like, how you know, you build up your sneak, and...
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're describing Far Cry.
Yeah, I see.
You are. It's the only difference is there's a bit more sense of discovery in Skyrim. I was actually going to say it's more like Fallout than it is a very linear game.
But Skyrim, you know, you're building towards like magic powers and like that. Like, I feel like it's got more options within that.
Well, you kind of choose a path because you're saying I'm going to get good with the bow or I'm going to get with the hand-to-hand combat. There's a whole... It's not a tree. It's just like two sections of skills and you're continuously leveling up and gaining more skill points.
And Skyrim also had random dragon attacks. Sometimes two at once.
And then the dragons fight each other. Far Cry 4.
Yeah, there's crazy random things. A lot of the things...
Did you ever have a dragon destroy a quest for you?
Like ruin something?
Kill somebody that you needed to talk to in a quest. No. And the quest is just gone.
That happened to you?
Yes. I was like, are you kidding me? It was a double dragon attack on this village that I was in, and he was like, a dragon! And he like runs away from me, like, where are you going? And then I'm trying to kill the dragons, he ends up fucking just demolishing the village, guy's dead,
and you're like,
and I'm just like, no.
Abandoned quest.
And knowing that I cannot complete the quest, it was just like, I killed both dragons and I got tons of loot out of it.
Oh, you got dragon bones and dragon scales, which are fucking super heavy and overcumber you.
Yeah,
they work in strength.
Just houses full of dragon bones.
Yeah, I had a box with just bones.
Well, they stole that too, huh? You got like a homestead. You can upgrade it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's kind of cool. I'm excited to get into that game, big time.
I'm telling you, man. They've streamlined Far Cry, included a lot of shit. I mentioned last week, like, you know, when you look discover location in Fallout.
Yeah.
It says like location discovered. They've done that. It looks fucking sick. The screen overlay, like.
Oh,
Far Cry's good. I think you'd be surprised. It's not Skyrim. Skyrim has its, I was going to say, like, a sense of discovery where you go somewhere, you have no idea what's there.
Okay, I just feel like in Far Cry, like, you're picking up another machine gun, where Skyrim could be, like, this Daedric blade that has this many attributes, and it works, you know, like, it's something that that's unique. There's one of them in the game.
Mm.
You know, like, those masks... I still don't know what the hell the secret to those masks were. I collected as many as I could.
I think there was like 7 of them, or 6.
There were 7 of them, and then you had to go place them on that pedestal to get like the... Like, you had to A, find all the masks, B, stumble upon that room that, you know, like, you had to wear one of the masks to like go back in time to see the pedestal that you could hang them on. Then once you hang all of them, there's like an 8th spot. And I don't know what that was, but I mean...
I don't know.
I mean, somebody probably knows what it is.
You could probably YouTube it and figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I don't think that will be in Far Cry.
Absolutely not.
I sound like
absolutely
I'm trying to shoot down Far Cry now. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, nothing in Far Cry is that difficult. Where, can buy the, what do they call them? Like, they show you where the loot is on the map. They show you where the locations are. You have to go discover them still. But, and then everything's just put on the map for you.
It's more like Infamous?
Yes.
It's going to be shitty getting all those loot chests.
You know what? They've put so many that it's not... They don't expect you to get 100%. Without a doubt, they don't expect
there's
you
no
to get...
There's no trophy to get them all? Because there was in 3.
I scrolled through and it's not there unless it's hidden.
In Far Cry 3, I got... I think I got 100% in that game.
Did you?
And it took forever to do all those stupid chests.
There's probably 3 times as many chests.
They just bury chests in like...
Oh, they stopped doing that.
Swim underwater. Oh. And then you have to go into this cave and it's dark as fuck. Find your way through without drowning. And then at the end of it, you get diamonds worth $36.
Yeah, and like, they'll put it like, they'll use elevation to trick you because you can see on the map where it is.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's always, sorry, it's three stories up on the corner of the building, tucked away behind this thing, and yeah, you have to go through a maze to get there. They cut all that shit out.
Good, that's what I'd say, that was like, annoying.
That's one of the things they made it a lot easier, where it's just there. It's just a way to get money and things to sell.
Okay. So. Did you find that your bags were full instantly? All the time?
Yes, and then I realized you can just like auto sell everything.
I do that.
And I quickly upgraded the loot bags.
Yeah, I got it. That
I'm not worried about it
anymore. Man, the one thing I did learn in that game is rhinos fucking kill
you. Oh my god.
Real bad and real fast.
They just like, flip your car, like, if you're in one.
They're crazy.
Have you ever seen a rhino?
Yeah, they're huge.
They're crazy. They look like tanks. They're flesh tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in real life, they would probably be as hard to kill.
Probably. I took one down. There was a quest to take one down with a shotgun. And it took like 10 bullets, and even that probably would not do it in real life. I was in a car, like, it literally, I didn't even know it was coming, and it sideswiped me. It was just flipping. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's the thing with Far Cry. It's one of those games where you'll probably experience things that I will never experience, just randomly happening in the world. And that's what makes the game awesome.
Yeah.
That's open world games. Those are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just said I like linear games, but now I'm like, fighting the other way. I like, well, games.
Well, both are good, you know, like, both have their place, games? You know.
I've played 3 games, not including Far Cry.
Yep.
Damn, you've played GTA?
GTA, the remastered one. It's just still GTA 5, no new name, which was interesting. I love that game.
You do?
I fucking love it.
I think it's crazy that you're playing it again.
I never completed it the first time. What happened the game came out last year. And they didn't have GTA Online available immediately. It came out like 2 weeks after release. So I played the game for 2 weeks. And then the day that Online was released, I never played single player again. So today I got back to the point where I was in single player. So everything from this point on is going to be new.
Does it look better?
Yeah. Dude, it looks awesome.
Really?
And like first person is really fun.
I feel like I would want to go all first person.
That's pretty much what I'm doing. Except for sometimes when I'm doing, like, flying missions.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you don't really have...
You want to see where you are in the sky.
Yeah, it's fucking really hard. So I'll switch it. Driving, I had a hard time with at first because it's just... You know when you're flying down a freeway and you've got, like, 2 cars at a red light that are, you know, side by side in 2 different lanes and you have to fit in between them?
Yeah.
I constantly crash.
Really?
But I've gotten better at it. It's just...
I find with driving, the first person's easier.
Definitely not.
No? Are you in, like, maybe, are you center car or driver's seat?
Driver's seat, but it's like...
You should be able to do fine then.
Well, I can... It's like driving a car in real life. It's... You know where your car is, but if you have a, you know, third person, you can see exactly where everything is and you're not hitting as much. It's easier to drive third person, but I'm staying in first. Like, punching somebody in the face is so funny in first person. Like,
doing, is it like GoldenEye?
No, like, whatever. A guy will come at, like, a lot of times people, if you bump into their cars, especially in, like, the county, they get mad at you and they'll, like,
come and fight you. That's crazy that it's in the county they...
Honest to God, in the county, they're so much worse. Everybody, you do anything to anyone out in Blaine County and they attack you, they'll start shooting at you and stuff. But, like, you uppercut somebody in the face and...
I can just imagine the board meeting, man, like, hey, fucking... we should make the county guys more honorary on the road.
Oh.
Ornery?
Ornery.
Ornery. Yeah. Honorary.
They're honorary.
But yeah, like, county folk will they're a little bit more inebriated.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, man, like, aggressive. Doing anything in first person with melee is almost disturbing. Like, this girl, I don't know, it's just funny, I was like, you just punch randoms in the face. I punched some girl in the face, and it just connected so right. And the way their body falls, and then, like... I don't know, hitting someone in the face with, like, a hammer, it looks gross. Like,
ugh.
Because the graphics are actually pretty damn good. And then it's just, I don't know, they really nailed first person. Like, it looks good.
I always hated shooting people in Fallout 3. Because, like, if you headshot somebody in Fallout 3, any town folk, or there was the one scene I mentioned where I had to kill the cannibal family.
Yeah.
And I decided to kill the wife first, or the woman first.
Yeah.
Why did I do that? Oh yeah, because so she didn't have to. I don't know.
You didn't want.
I don't remember. Yeah, I didn't want. Yeah, I didn't want. Yeah.
You're so considerate.
So I shot her, and then she got up. Like, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, it didn't take.
Yeah.
But, like, as soon as you get somebody, like, if you headshot somebody to their death in Fallout, like, they just ragdoll.
Yeah.
And just the thought of, like, them being lifeless as soon as that bullet connects, like, that's exactly, like, oh, my God.
That's like, actually what it's like in GTA. Like, you'll hit somebody, and their body, like, I just killed that person. It's a weird feeling.
They get knocked out?
Yeah.
It's wild.
I love it. It's a lot of fun. And it's so funny. Like, I forgot how funny the game is. Just the dialogue, like, and how over the top shit can be. It's just, I don't know why neither of you have not played this game. You know, I've always said I like adult things, like things that are definitely not made for kids at all. This is exactly that.
Well, you mentioned even the fetch quests are funny or are fun because yeah, you've got like a passenger in your car. Like, that's...
Yeah, like doing tow truck missions. It's like, why would that be fun? You know what I mean? Oh, go drive the other end of the city, which is tedious as it is. Pick up a car and bring it back. That's tedious. But like, you got this crackhead girl next to you who's just like shit talking you the whole time. It's just funny. It's consistently funny. Like, I feel like it never fails on jokes. Sometimes you're just like, ooh, not good.
That's expensive. I mean, they say it would, like, the games cost like $500 million or whatever to make. Like, what was the GTA number? Do you remember?
I don't know. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It probably cost somewhere around there with, especially now, remaking it.
Yeah. So I played Smash Brothers, which we didn't get to talk to you about.
No. Is it just Smash Brothers?
Yes.
That's good.
It's good, and it's bad. Like, I wanted to be reborn. I mentioned to TJ, okay, so why do you get into Smash Brothers and really dig in and really play, right? In the N64 era, and even the GameCube era to some extent, it was all about who's got the best cartridge. Was this on the episode?
No.
Okay, so who's got the best cartridge? You know what I mean? Like, oh, who has like the most characters unlocked? Who's got the most levels unlocked?
Yeah.
And, you know, there was an actual reason to run through and unlock all these things. So, like, when people came to your house, you had the cool levels. You had the cool characters.
Yeah.
And that's essentially gone. Because I can make my own levels. I can draw my own levels. And yeah, the game is outfitted with, like, as many characters as I'd ever need. You know, like, it starts with, like, 40 characters. You know, like, the old ones didn't. So I've got Toon Link. I've got regular Link. I've got, like, you know, Fox, Falco. Like, I've got all the characters I need. So, and there's no trophies. So it's like, what's keeping me going, right? I have no reason to play this. And the last thing I was thinking of was, in the GameCube era, it was the first, like, high-res, you know, Nintendo console. So when you were, like, using Fox for, say, to, you know, to unlock trophies, if you got a new trophy of Link, it was like, fuck, I get to see what Link looks like on GameCube. You know, they give you that trophy. Or, like, I want to see fully rendered, like, 3D fucking...
Samus and stuff.
Yeah, like, it was anybody. Cool. Yeah, and it was cool, but the
trophies you got sometimes was like, that one's fucking cool. Like, yeah, or the, like, Bowser one was awesome.
Right, exactly. But that doesn't exist now because the games don't look that much better, right? There's no, like, super HD trophy, like, looking Fox, well, where he looks like crazy, like, with fur, you know? And
yeah,
like,
we've seen it. It's done.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, essentially, it is what it is. It's a fun multiplayer game. I hope to build it.
There's online, right?
There's online, yeah.
Is it voice this time?
I haven't checked it out. They do have voice chat in games.
Yarms.
In games, but I don't know if this one uses it. It's really, really strange. But it's kind of heartbreaking. I there's no motivation at all.
I feel like, I don't know, fighting games especially. They're a lot of fun. Fighting games are good with somebody sitting next to you on a couch.
Yeah. And that's, we had
it.
Fun. We
that's
had fun
it. The other night. I'm mm-hmm. sure you did. But how do you justify spending $60 or $70 or whatever on a game that you're only going to play a handful of times a month?
Well,
at most, and actually have fun with it. Like, when we used to play games, when Smash Brothers was awesome, there was no internet. Like,
we were over every day.
Chad came to my house every single day after school. I'm not kidding. He would get on my bus, come to my house, and we would play Smash Brothers every single day in my bedroom. And that's
same
why it
thing.
Was awesome.
Same exact thing with Aaron Hillman.
But those days are long gone. And even for kids that are in high school anymore, like, they're going home to lock themselves in their rooms and play games like every other person does.
So I guess to the game's credit, it doesn't make the game worse. It just makes us old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's probably kids who are still going through that.
The game hasn't changed, and that's fine. But the world has.
And it's changed for the better. I mean, there's the one thing you are working towards, and if we were all playing and we were all involved, playing the solo stuff, you're constantly unlocking, like, upgrades that will eliminate fractions of, like, your recovery time and like, cool stuff like that. And it's like, if I was constantly working towards my player and then going to your house and playing against you with my upgrades and your upgrades and all that stuff, it's just, I could imagine that'd be fun. But, I mean, I don't
think that games... You get upgrades that change reaction times and stuff?
Recovery times. Or, like how much, like, power you have in a smash attack. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you upgrade.
That's not fair.
It's like, no, it's full-blown upgrades. Like, look at fucking Destiny.
I guess, yeah.
Any game.
It's Iron Banner.
Oh, it's Iron Banner at all times.
Yeah, and like, you can choose, like, when you're going online or when you're deciding to play multiplayer, it's like, do you want custom characters or not?
You know what would be really awesome? Smash Brothers on PS4.
Well.
But not All-Stars. I mean, literally, Smash Brothers on PS4.
Yeah.
That would be so sick. We're like...
With trophies?
Trophies, where we can talk to each other, and like, all of us can play the 8-player instead of...
Not even that. Screen. Us four, the all-range mode crew, versus four randoms.
Oh my god!
Why?
See, why Nintendo? Not? Why can't you do this?
Anyway, I also played Evil Within. People are asking why it's not good. And,
because it was a game that was made for last-gen consoles.
That's one. It's trying to be scary, but... It looks like a GameCube game, kind of. It doesn't look like a GameCube game. Let me rephrase that. It doesn't look outstanding. I mean, it's very nice. It's very pretty. But, like, the way the characters move, they've got, like, static animations. So it's like they'll always kind of go through that same weird animation.
Yeah.
It's fine enough. It has some pretty fundamental problems with the camera. Like, the camera's really zoomed in. And for you to be able to see... what's going on in front of the character, you need to kind of...
turn it?
Everything's always... Yeah, like...
That's Resident Evil 4, man.
What you can see is askew, but Resident Evil 4 did it better because the camera was higher.
So this one's a little lower?
It's too low, yeah. Like, there's not enough going on. Like, it's fine, it's but... It's
weird.
It's, It feels old. It doesn't work. It's not like a polished gameplay experience. Like, you'll die and you know it's the game's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I went through some tough missions. Like, when you start out...
You die a lot, right?
Like, you're supposed to die. Yeah, you die a lot. You're afraid, but it's because you're underpowered. Not because it's frightening or scary, like... And it's like, that's fine. But it just... You know, to quote Chad, like, I couldn't get into it. 20 minutes? Not in it. I wasn't in it. And that was just that. I mean, I got to a point where... There was other NPCs, and it was like, one of us has to distract them while the other one does this. And it's like, he's just gone, and I can't even find my bearing because the camera's so bad, and I don't know where to go, and like, it's...
Who wrote the script on it? I heard it's just like...
It's bad.
Just terrible. Like, you'll be playing the game already
The first mission's fun.
You'll be on episode, or they're not episodes, but level 15 or whatever it is. And he's still saying, like, something's weird here.
Yeah.
What's going on? Or if you run out of ammo, he's like, out of ammo? As if it's like a question.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I played it and I was not having a good time.
Is there a reason it's $30 on PSN right now?
It's just old. Just feels old. Just looks old. But I mean, I don't want to be cynical because I feel like we often have negative opinions of games and we're losing credibility.
I feel like when we say
a game is bad. But believe me when I tell you this. Don't buy it, Doug.
Rent it, Doug.
Listen, I'm telling you not to buy it. Okay, that says something.
I don't think I have bad credibility when it comes to saying I don't hate on games too often.
There me neither, Sam. Like, me neither.
I'm trying to think of a game that I...
But I also rented fucking Call of Duty. And I will have a full review this time next week. But based on the 5 hours, maybe, that I've played, probably less, probably 3 hours, it's on track. It's on track to be pretty significant.
I played one multiplayer match, and I went, what was it?
18-13?
No, it was 18-7.
Oh, you're in the... Yeah,
I was definitely in the 2.0 and up. KD, it was pretty good.
Even Destiny, I didn't feel that pull, like, I have to play more. And honestly, right now, I'd rather be playing Call of Duty than talking to you assholes.
Awesome. That's great. I'd rather be sleeping.
I love it.
That's good, man.
I'm loving it.
That's me with GTA right now. Like, I'm going to go home and, instead of sleeping, which I probably should, I might play a mission or two.
But here's the thing. Call of Duty, you have to play on veteran. You have to play on veteran.
Yeah, otherwise, we played the first...
If you don't let it be hard, you know, if you don't let yourself be in that position where it's like, I need to take this seriously, or else I'm gonna have to do it over and over and over again. Like, you want to progress the story because it's kind of cool. You want to gear up because that's really cool, and yeah, like you just need to know, like, if I take this lightly, I'm gonna pay for it, and that's why you play it on veteran. You can't run around and expose the game for any of its weird, like, flaws. Like, you need to be scared. And it puts you in this place. I love the checkpoint system in these games. Like, thinking about, you know...
You've got it right.
The games that I really attach to are, like, Ollie Ollie was one of them. Meat Boy. Bit Trip Runner. Where it's, like, you work really, really hard, master something, and then you never have to do it again. You know, you hit that checkpoint, you're like, good. Got it. Done. I never have to go back and redo that. Again, yeah. I've done it as hard as the game can make it for me, and I've mastered it. And it's kind of like, you know that movie Edge of Tomorrow, yes. Where it's like every time you play through, you die, you wake back up, and like all the knowledge of what you've just been through, you use that against the game. It's like, I know this guy's going to pop up here. I know he's going to come up there. And it's just a matter of like mastering that from checkpoint to checkpoint, and then you get it, you hit that next checkpoint, like, woo, never got to do that again. And you run through the story. I love it. It
made me so sad just bringing up Edge of Tomorrow. Jess and I rented it. And the night we were going to watch it was the night the power went out. So I didn't get a chance to watch it. It was Wednesday.
It's good.
Thursday, I come home from work early. Like I said, smoked a joint, was going to watch it. I go to grab the movie and she fucking returned it.
Without you guys watching it?
Without watching it because it was due back. And so I was like...
Oh. Did you guys have like a discussion on how that will... happen next time? Like,
no, it was supposed to go back. It was just, it didn't work out for me.
You pay the late fee.
Yeah, we already had a fucking late fee. We went to rent the movies for the first time in 6 months. They're like, you owe $28 in late fees. I'm like, what? I'm like, I'll put $2.
How are you still renting Blu-rays?
I don't know.
You need to learn about computers.
I have downloaded plenty of movies.
But debating whether I should tell you this. No, you're doing it all wrong.
Well, we don't generally rent movies, but we were at Zaire's and it was just like, you want to grab some movies? Sure. We did.
Was it at least a dollar? Was it Dollar House Blu-ray?
I don't think so, but I didn't pay for it, so it was free.
Well, somebody paid for it.
Jess paid for it.
It wasn't free. Because when she wants a Whopper Jr., guess who's paying for the Whopper Jr.?
I paid for the movies. Yeah, no, we download more often than not.
Yeah.
I need to download that movie.
I'm loving Call of Duty.
Cool.
Loving
it. I played the multiplayer more today than I did at my own house, and it just reaffirms that the multiplayer is actually awesome in itself. There's so much stuff to unlock. I've always liked Call
of
Duty
multiplayer. It's just none of you guys like
it. I've never liked the multiplayer. I like co-op and campaign.
I've always... always liked Call of Duty multiplayer. I've prestiged in multiple games. It's just, I don't know, what keeps me going with a multiplayer game is playing with my friends, and none of you guys played it, so it's like I'm playing with randoms. And
I will play this with you. Even you're
for your Christmas.
So. But it's on rent to Joe anyway, so.
Yeah, I at least a week I need it.
That's fine, I don't have the game.
I almost had TJ playing Mass Effect on his Xbox 360, Mass Effect 2.
He would have played the first hour and never touched it again. There's too much to play right now.
No.
Yeah.
Well, then, when is he going to play it?
He's not. He missed it.
And the realist.
He missed the boat.
You absolutely missed it.
That
too. You missed
Here's the thing, though. Every day that goes by that I haven't played that game, I'm like missing out on conversations that are.
You can't play Mass Effect 4 without playing at least 2 and 3.
And 1.
Maybe that's the time then. Like a.
You can't play 2 without playing closer. 1. And you can't play 3 without playing 2. And 1.
Well, that settles it. I gotta buy an old Xbox for $12 online.
You can play 2, then 1. You don't have to go back to 2, but then play 3. But know that you're not getting, like, you may not be able to have a couple of conversations with Liara.
Come on. You really gotta sell me on playing 2 first. Why wouldn't I play 1, 2, 3?
2 sucks. I mean, whoa. 1 sucks. I mean, it's good, but it's old now. It's really old.
2 is the experience that you want to have first. 1 is a grind that you need to get through and accept its flaws, and they're so much more, you're so much more able to accept those flaws once you've played 2.
I don't think I need that.
I feel like, I don't know, Mass Effect did a lot of things right for its time, and I feel like there's probably a lot of games that have...
3 is sick. 3 stands alone in gameplay, story, and fucking graphics. I don't care what people say.
There's
3
probably
is awesome.
A lot of games that have capitalized on things that Mass Effect did to make it so special.
They pretend to capitalize. Now, like the fucking light and dark
I don't think the game is going to have
Infamous.
As much of an impact on you as it did when we played it.
That's what I was saying to Joe.
It won't. As much as I would love for us to go back in time and have you play
it. Yeah, but he's a sci-fi fan. The guy loves sci-fi storytelling. He loves being in those worlds. He loves meeting those characters.
But no matter... You
it's
can't
a staple. You can't have a sci-fi things. Conversation without talking about Mass Effect.
You can't unsee things, okay? Like, when you see great graphics and I don't know, just
think... 3 is fine.
It's still bad. Go back and play it. You have it. I'm sure you played it not long ago.
I don't know.
3? I have it for Wii U. The ultimate version.
The ultimate version. There was a reason it was so cheap. Because nobody plays it.
Well, I play it.
Yeah, but... You're...
Don't say the cost of a game is the value of a game.
Okay, we're getting off topic. My point is, it was amazing when it came out. Now it won't hit as hard with him as it did with us because it was new and amazing.
It's kind of like Chad trying to get me to play
Knights of the Republic. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Well,
here's the thing. Was it actually horrible and he had blinders on?
No, it was good at the time.
It was amazing at the time.
You know what? Just wait for 4. I'll tell you everything that happens in 1, 2, and 3.
Don't yet.
You fuck some blue thing.
No.
You don't have to fuck the blue thing. You can hate her from day one.
But you don't hate her.
All right.
But you don't hate her.
It's not...
You just don't hate her.
You can't hate her. She just drops those lines in sometimes and you're like...
She's just really smart and she's got a great personality.
Okay. She might be blue. So what?
All right. Are we tying this thing... We're putting a bow on it.
Tied
hey, we have to do our Secret Santa. We got to figure out who's doing what.
Yeah, we should draw.
We could draw, and Chad will just be last to draw and get. No, because then someone's gonna know what Chad has. We have to wait till next week.
Yeah. Just wait. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm okay with it.
Chad's gonna carve somebody another stick, and buy them a multi-tool they'll never use.
Ouch!
That's wow. Okay. I've used that multi-tool.
Just should kidding. We do top 5 worst Secret Santa gifts for the next episode?
What I think I've only bought. Two times?
Well, we've only had 2 of them, yeah, so you've bought 2 gifts.
I got Doug the... Did I get him the Star Wars trilogy?
Yeah.
That's a good gift. Especially for Doug.
On Blu-ray. What do you mean, especially for Doug? Oh, because he'd like it more than anybody else.
Yeah, if I got Chad the Blu-ray, he'd be like, sweet.
Okay.
And then what else did I get someone?
I got you the Blaster, the Nintendo
Which is
Blaster
so
on a plaque,
dope.
And I got TJ... Orange Home mug with coasters.
Yeah. Oh, I still use it every day. I still want to steal those coasters.
No, you can't have them.
I still want to steal your. What are those other coasters that we always thank Emily for buying us?
The owls.
Oh, owls. Yeah,
dope owls.
Wait, what
are they owls?
So dope.
Thank owls Emily for buying for you.
Well, the joke is they're yours, but we say Emily thanks for the coaster.
Oh,
and then take it home. Thanks for buying me this coaster.
What else did I buy?
But the coasters are...
You bought me a fucking gift card.
I bought Chad a fucking game.
You bought Chad Hitman, and he sold it.
That was Kyle that bought Chad Hitman, and he sold it. What an asshole.
TJ, what were your gifts?
I did buy you a gift card.
Wait, you weren't around 2 years ago.
No, I was only for the last year. I bought Chad... like the Hobbit books that have like
Oh yeah, and he was like, "Thanks, TJ."
Was he? I don't think he.
No, he. Chad struggles with sincerity.
I don't know.
He often could be thankful, but he doesn't know how to communicate that.
I don't. I would think that would be something Chad would appreciate.
I would think so too.
He loves it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember his reaction, but if it was not favorable, I would have been like, "Oh fuck, I bought a shitty gift."
I can also say, in his defense, I got Chad's gift at one point. He got me the staff, a hoodie, and a Lego minifigure.
A hoodie.
The hoodie.
I know it was the
a hoodie. So yeah, I mean that's good. I mean, I will say that I give the best gifts. I think that's obvious at this point.
I think you won last year, but that's
you put in like the most thought. Mine are the least thought, but it's like, thanks, man. I actually really like this.
I guess.
I got you $50.
Best Buy. I don't know what I did with it, but I remember it was significant.
It was an intentional purchase because I knew you got a PS4.
Right.
And it was for a game, but I couldn't buy you a PS4 game. You'd be like, I don't have a PS4 yet.
Yes.
So I bought you. I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? Here's $50. Go buy a game. Or at least most of it.
Right.
That was the idea, but I couldn't come on at the time and say, please buy a PlayStation 4 game with this.
Hmm. Yeah, alright, I feel you.
That was that. This year I'm going to buy somebody else a gift card. Last minute.
Is it just the four of us, you think, this year again? It works better with
Yeah,
them.
Probably just four.
Hmm. Who else would it be?
I don't know.
Doug and Kyle, they'll both be home.
No.
Probably not.
No, we'll do the four.
It's just it's almost hard not to figure out, you know.
Yeah, it's obvious. Like, yeah.
Emily's doing it with Mimi and Allison, and they realize you can't do it with three people without knowing who you have.
Yeah, because as soon as the other person says that I got this gift for this person, it's like,
well, no, it's if I have you, say I'm buying for you.
Yeah,
you know you don't have me, otherwise Joe's left by himself.
Oh, that's right.
So, therefore, you got Joe and Joe has me.
Boom.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Four people, as soon as you know one other person's, boom, the rest falls in place.
So nobody can say anything to anyone?
Absolutely not.
You cannot.
I got DJ. Like, fuck.
I remember knowing last year, too.
Yeah. We had, like, repicked because we didn't like what happened or something, or it got
what?
Out. You don't remember this? We had to repick a few times.
Why?
At first, we were like, it didn't work out where like someone was left by themselves. We tried to figure out a way not to do that. And then I think we didn't like the picks or something.
No, we had like, if you bought for that person last year, you shouldn't get them this year.
Yeah.
So then we could rule out, like, okay, well, Dan doesn't have fucking Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, because he bought from last year.
So
whatever.
Bad.
Yeah, anyway.
Let's call it.
That's why I wanted to do more people. I'll just say this. I was going to talk Geometry Wars, but I will save it for next week when Chad's here.
Sure.
That came out this week.
Yeah, because no one else has played it. I haven't even seen it.
But if you're interested in
the game...
It's
$15.
No, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
No. Give it to me for $2.99 or for free and I'll play it.
We are predicting in 2 months from now it'll be free. So
probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
Anyway. So you can find us on allrangemode.com.
At Arm Podcast. Yes. At Arm Podcast on Twitter.
Yep. Or Facebook at facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast.
Or iTunes for the All Range Mode Podcast.
Yep. If you like us, maybe write a review.
Yeah.
Throw some stars at us. Also, we got Twitch on the website.
Yeah, we do.
Which we're streaming pretty regularly now, quite a few times a week. So it's right there on the header if you're interested.
I play the games.
You don't ever stream.
I have streamed.
Yeah. I mentioned it to you.
You know what happens? Not even one hit.
Really?
Never.
No one's interested in your two whole hour, apparently.
Yeah, I put my butthole up on the internet for 2 whole hours. 2 holes? No, 2 holes hour. Two holes hours I have to have a guest.
It's only 1 hour. Anyway.
Call it.
All right, that's it. All range mode, out.
Go get little freaks.